Hey everyone, I'm Leah Jacobson, and if you use essential oils, you've come to the right place. As a certified clinical aromatherapist with over a decade of experience, I'll be guiding you with practical information without learning complicated chemistry. This will ensure that you and your family stay safe while enjoying the benefits of essential oils. Enjoy season 4 of the podcast as we read through my latest book, Using Essential Oils Safely. Now let's get started. All right, so I am going to round out this series of three emergency lives, podcasts, YouTubes, wherever we're watching this, with ingesting emergencies. So if you have either accidentally ingested essential oils without realizing it, or you have been intentionally ingesting essential oils and now you are realizing it's not great, there are some things that you can do about that. So first of all, make sure when you eat over other people's houses that they aren't sneaking essential oils in, right? This has happened. I've had several people tell me, oh my gosh, I had no idea. I was at this event and I found out after I ate the brownie that there was peppermint essential oil in the brownie. So just be aware that people are doing this. They are adding lemon essential oil to water or peppermint essential oil to water or other essential oils to food. So just keep that in mind. So depending on the essential oils consumed and how much, you may either just need to consume fats like a spoonful of coconut oil, or you can call poison control. Their number is 888-222-1222. You can give your child breast milk if you're breastfeeding, as the fats in the breast milk will help dilute essential oils in the gut. If any essential oils get around the mouth, you can apply a carrier oil there as well. So you might experience upset tummy. You might experience changes in your bowels, but trace amounts are generally not typically going to damage your body long term if you've only had one serving. Now, if you have ingested long term, if you are consuming on a regular basis, then you can burden your liver. You can burden your kidneys. You can put your body in distress. And I cannot tell you the number of people that have been in the situation where they started ingesting essential oils, either adding them to their water or adding them in their food, and a doctor has confirmed that that was not okay and their liver was showing signs of distress and that they needed to stop. So please be super careful with that. Please avoid it at all costs if possible. And it should be if you are in control of what you are eating and what you are drinking. So if the issue persists, if you are having these upset tummy, if you are having burning sensations in your throat, definitely call your doctor, call poison control, go to the ER because you could have long-term damage on your insides. And what that can look like is not only redness and irritation around the mouth, but inside the mouth and also down the throat in the esophagus and into the stomach. It has been documented that people have discovered later that they have ulcers from regular ingesting. So it definitely can happen. And the reason for that is because essential oils are very, very concentrated. And they are very concentrated. They float on the surface of water. So if you are adding essential oils to your water, they will sit on the surface of it. You go to drink it, and it's going to go directly on your skin. Your mucous membranes are very sensitive, and that is a very soft skin, very sensitive skin, and so that essential oil can eat through it or eat through the surface of it, not to say you're going to get a hole in your cheek or anything, but people have had holes and ulcers in their esophagus from continually drinking those essential oils. So usually they will just hit the mouth and esophagus area. That's where the essential oils will generally stick. But any essential oil making its way down into the stomach it can cause damage. It can cause heartburn feelings, and not good sensations, very burning sensations. So It can be bad. So just to keep in mind that there are alternatives to ingesting essential oils, and that is don't ingest essential oils. What you can do is you can slice up some lemon. I like to slice up lemons and then cut them in half, cut them in quarters, and freeze them. And then when I'm ready, I just take one out, plop it in my water, and it flavors the water all day long. It's absolutely amazing. You can also use peppermint leaves. You can use frozen fruits and berries. There are plenty of ways to flavor your water if that is something that you want to do. And there's a ton of information on ingesting and the concerns of ingesting. Even when you can ingest, because there are a couple of situations where the risks, the benefits outweigh the risks, and there's information about flavoring food with essential oils, ingesting essential oils via a capsule, adding essential oils to your water, what to do with products containing essential oils, using essential oils as a suppository. What about that FDA-approved line? Is that a real thing? Is it safe? And all of these things can be found in our Learning Center, which is a free membership. So just sign right in, get right into this free membership called the Learning Center, which you can find at leahjacobson.com. And once you're in there, click the ingesting tab. There is a lot of information over there for you if this topic is of interest to you. And I hope you enjoyed. And if you have any questions, just go ahead and ask and I will definitely answer. This is Leah Jacobson, empowering you to use essential oils safely. I hope you learned something new today. Tell a friend about our podcast so they can learn too. All episodes are available at leahjacobson.com/podcast. To get a signed copy of my book or to access the course, which contains even more information, jump on over to my website, leahjacobson.com/book/course, for those resources.